This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Leonardo Jimenez Barragan. First name is Leonardo, L-E-A-N-A-R-N-A-D-R-O, Leonardo, and last name Leonardo. Actually, his first name is Leandro, not Leonardo, Leandro, L-E-A-N-D-R-O, Leandro, Barragan, B-A-R-R-G-A-N, middle name, last name, Jimenez, J-I-M-I-N-E-Z, Leandro Barragan Jimenez, date of birth, 1 Barragan, B-A-R-R-A-G-A-N, last name Jimenez, J-I-M-E-N-E-Z. Date of birth 1/13/2015. This letter is being written to Dr. Juan Carrillo. First name is Juan, J-U-A-N, last name Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O. Address 2880 Story Road, Suite A, San Jose, California, 95127. Telephone number 408-929-5439, fax number 408-929-5010. Dear Dr. Carrillo, C-A-R-R-I-L-O, thank you for asking me to see this 9-year-old male in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Leandro came to our office with the following problem. Number one, history of persistent sneezings, nasal congestion, and itchy and watery eyes for a long time. Number two, history of asthma and cough and wheezing, for which he has used inhalers, period. Number three, history of hives and with fish and some other seafoods and certain, and with red dye, period. And generally these foods are avoided, period. Family has no pets, or period, there are no smokers in the house, period. However, this youngster is exposed to a cat very frequently, and his rest testing to cat, and his in vitro testing to cats and skin testing is very strongly positive, and that certainly could be the cause of significant symptoms, period. There is history of eczema in past. Number three, there is history of eczema in past, and that seems to flare up once in a while, and family has used hydrocortisone and Benadryl with some benefit, period. New paragraph. Wheezing is mostly at night, and at times he misses school, and has poor sleep. Period. Mother gives him melatonin, and that is usually helpful. Period. Frequent ER visits. For possible wheezing and asthma, period, and he was prescribed prednisone and some allergy medication with some benefit, period. Right now he's using a nebulizer, some inhaler, Singulair, and some eye drops and Benadryl with some benefit, period. As a matter of fact, he has seen an allergist, Dr. Chu, C-H-U, Chu, but we were not able to get any records, period. Skin allergy testing, testing with Dr. Chu revealed allergy to many seafood and fish, period. There is a history of red some angioedema and rashes after eating a red velvet cake and anything with red dyes, and family is generally avoiding anything with the red dye, period. Examination on the day of his on first visit revealed a very pleasant, happy child who had minor wheezing and moderate nasal congestion, period. Obviously, he has chronic allergic rhinitis and chronic mild persistent asthma with food allergies, and period. At this point in time, I spent a lot of time talking about food allergies and talking about other environmental allergies, and gave them some ideas about management of this problem, period. Certainly, they should use these medications on a regular basis, and all the obvious allergenic foods should be avoided, period. Mother was very appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. We got some lab work, and results are as follows. Number one, his total eosinophil count is 1,080, which is high. His total, number two, total IgE is 924, and that is moderately high. And number three, in vitro testing revealed positive reaction to just about every seafood and shellfish, along with very strongly positive reaction to cats and dogs. That certainly could be one of the problems resulting in persistent symptoms, period. He also had he also demonstrated a small reaction to various small trees and grasses, period. Certainly his allergies are both indoor and outdoor, and that is the reason for his continuing problems, period. Allergy skin testing revealed moderate reaction to significant reaction to ryegrass and Bermuda tree, and moderate reaction to cats and ash tree, period. This was all discussed with the family, and they will do whatever it takes to control his symptoms, period. New paragraph. I recommended the following. I discussed in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and asthma and appropriate technique that is so important in administering the medication and their effectiveness, period. As they have a family has a nebulizer and a chamber, and he seems to be learning how to use a chamber effectively, period. My final diagnosis, moderate allergic rhinoconjunctivitis. His nasal passages are quite stuffy, and that probably may be the reason he doesn't sleep very well. Number two, mild persistent asthma. Number three, dry skin and mild atopic dermatitis. My treatment plan, number one, I recommended Lidex BID for a week to 10 days and then stop. Number two, Benadryl PRN for itching. Number three, I recommended Flovent 110, 1 to 2 puffs twice daily. Number four, Flonase 1 to 2 puffs up to twice daily. Number 5, Claritin 10 milligram daily if needed. Number 6, Singulair 5 milligram daily if needed. Number 7, appropriate use of aerochamber was discussed, period. Number 8, certainly avoid any fish and shellfish and anything with red dye. Number 8, Zeditor eye drops were recommended to be used twice a day. Number 9, family has EpiPen and its use was discussed, and I recommended to them refilling EpiPen every 12 to 18 months period. Overall, this child with the new paragraph. Overall, this child with appropriate follow-ups and management and advice should do quite well. Period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care. I am certainly recommending that if his skin does not show any improvement, then I would recommend a dermatologist for ongoing management for his skin problem. I'm unable to figure out what dermatologist was consulted in past period. In any event, any dermatologist should be fine who can monitor this problem period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies with warmest regards. End of dictation on patient Leonardo Braga.